Warning, if you're using a sportsbook to bet on the finals, you're getting robbed. Delete that app and join the millions using Polymarket. Polymarket is a prediction market, not a sportsbook. You trade against other fans, not the house. That means more money for you and less for greedy sportsbooks. It's available in all 50 states. Polymarket, your go-to prediction market for basketball's biggest stage. Download Polymarket in the App Store and use promo code BLOCK to unlock $50 free for your first trade. Download and use code BLOCK.
Trading not available in all jurisdictions. Check local regulations before trading. Restrictions and eligibility requirements. Apply.
Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, we're going to get into this mess.
It's a full-size ball of pair of knives.
Number four is...
It's another ball of soap. Periopsos, my five.
Number five.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's Wednesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where it is time for you to get your hands on some breakfast show merch in the shape of a bin sticker. And there's a question coming up now from yesterday's show based on a stay we had in a hotel in Piccadilly Circus, the Café Royale. So that clip's coming up, but first, and I forgot to mention this,
yes,
as part of Evie's birthday present surprise, we gathered all of her little friends and we went to Peppa Pig Best Day Ever, which is at the Theatre Royal Haymarket,
yeah,
which is, of course, where this moment in theatre history that will never be forgotten happened.
Signor Duval! Mr. Duval!
Oh. Mr. Duval, that's me.
Transatlantic call for you.
Oh, unbelievable.
Grazie mille.
Now, you can imagine my shock when Peppa's little brother George delivered that line because he knew that I was in the house. No, a really great way of spending some time with the kids.
Is this your next little walk on park?
No, I'd love
to. You're going
to
be inside Daddy Pig. I'd love to see that. That'd be amazing.
Well, Daddy Pig is his own entity, so I don't know what on earth you're talking about. But Peppa Pig, Best Day Ever at the Theatre Royal Haymarket, is a great way of spending some time with the kiddies. And at the end, it runs till January the 1st, at the end, because it's this special time of year, there was a very impressive cameo from none other than Santa Claus.
Oh.
It's a true story. I mean, he's busy, but he popped over, did that. He looked up and went, are you the Italian waiter guy? So Mr. Duval, ho, 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 and then he left again. So after we saw that theatre production that wowed our very eyes and ears, we then went to the Café Royale, which is where this happened, and Matt Dyson brought it to us yesterday in The Social Ammunition. Listen very carefully to a moment that shook me to my very core. And the room that we got was right next to the world's biggest TV screen, the iconic Piccadilly screen.
Yeah.
And I was sat there watching the game, and the window behind me, and the TV was on the opposite wall, and I'm watching it, and I can feel...
You can feel her gaze upon you.
I mean, bear in mind, her eyeball is like 100 feet wide. So I'm glad I could feel it. And I turn around, and there is... And she just starts winking. So what could I see out of my hotel window? Was it an advert of a naked 78-year-old woman on a chaise lounge? Or was it an advert of a Brazilian model holding a Glenmore 2023 official calendar? Your names and your answers, please, to 8-12-15. This is your chance to stick it to the bin man.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
With Wix and Mission Christmas, every child should feel special at Christmas. So drop off a gift at your local Wix store for a child who would otherwise go without.
The time is 6:48. It is your Wednesday morning. It is merch time. And joining us right now on line one is Harry. Good morning, Harry.
Hey up, Dave. Hey up, team.
Hi.
Hey up, Harry. Harry works within the NHS and he loves a little bit of Absolute Radio noughties, which is nice. So I stayed in a hotel. It was a way in which we celebrated my daughter's birthday so all her little friends could have a run around. And outside of the hotel window, there was a billboard with an advert on it. Did it display a naked 78-year-old woman on a chaise lounge, or was it a Brazilian model holding the new official Glenn Moore calendar? Which one was it, Harry?
The B would be nice, but I'm going to have to go with the 78-year-old lady.
That's the one, Harry. You are going to stick
Glenn's
it to
in
the
Oxford
bin, man. Okay, so I think that's about it. That wraps us up. Oh, no! No!
It's coming to him again.
Not my bin lepathy. curse this. Curse being binvoyant.
Oh no,
Harry. Yeah, you're right. You're so right.
I'm scared.
Oh, you don't have to live with this, Harry. All I see are a million teddy bears gaffer taped to a million front grills.
Oh no.
Okay. Two bins. One is black. One is green.
Ooh.
The black one went out yesterday, but little old Greeny is gonna have to wait till next Tuesday.
How did you know?
I'm binvoyant, Harry. I think that's become pretty evident over the last few weeks. It is spooky.
That is some gift.
Hang on a second. Thank you, Glenn. Hang on. Jessica, stop putting mascara and other makeup products inside me! Oh, who could the bin be talking about? Who's this Jessica?
That is my partner, Jessica.
Does she have something to do with the makeup business, perhaps?
Yeah, she's a makeup artist.
It's leaving me now. It's leaving me. Oh, Harry, must say goodbye. Thank you for tuning in. Ah, week. Sorry if I'm talking over the intro of your favourite song now. I'm so sorry. It's not me. It's the Binlepathy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's coming up to 11 minutes past 7 on your Wednesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, home of Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. Matt, what I love about this, I don't know what you're going to show me, but I do know that we have a perfect example of the apple not falling far from the tree.
Yes, because I have the first ever story shared with me by my 11-year-old daughter, Bess.
Oh, Bess.
This is from YouTube Shorts. She sent it to me. I thought this might be good for that thing you do on the radio. So YouTube Shorts is where all the kids get their memes and TikTok videos from when they're not allowed on TikTok. So it's just full of these YouTubers doing mad intense videos where there's never any quiet bits. Okay. It's just one non-stop time raid of noise. It's so intense. And this is what they watch all day. And one of them, an English guy who lives in America called Mr. Thomas English, got an unexpected advent calendar, which I didn't know existed, a Nando's advent calendar, if you can imagine such a thing. Yeah. Here's what's...
By the 24th day, that chicken has really gone bad.
What's that smell, Mummy? Santa's at the top of the chimney. He's like, I ain't going down there.
Why has he got mayo?
Garlic? You're kidding.
So this is what's inside it, delivered in the unique style of Mr. Thomas English. Here he is. He gets excited.
Got in a package and it says Nando's advent calendar on it. You know me, you know I love a cheeky Nando's. Let's open it.
He just laughs.
I think you understand how happy this makes me. I'm gonna cry. There's 12 windows, let's open them.
Number one is
a $50 gift card, mate, that I'm playing.
Number two is
a wine or a salt stopper.
Three is a big one. It's I think it's a salt.
It's a full-size bowl of paradise.
Please make it stop.
He just can't on the hand. He gets so excited. He's just constantly laughing. It sounds like he's got a chest infection.
It's intense.
He's going...
A medium peri-peri rubber. Door number six.
And this is what they watch all day, the youth of today. This is it. A constant. So intense.
Garlic peronite, mate. I was going to pass
something. Come on, please stop him, Matt. It's 13 minutes past 7 in the morning.
Another Nando's. Number 11. Little Nando's pin. And finally, number 12. Peri-peri salt. And there you have it, mate. I'm buzzing.
He's already on door number 12. The time difference in America is much more significant than I thought.
He's got no patience, these TikTokers. One door at a time.
Exactly. Yeah, come on.
He was a teacher, did you tell?
Yeah, he used to be an English teacher. Yeah,
that's why everyone's concentration span has gone.
Because they want it all now, straight away. No breaks, no let up.
Look at us boomers talking about TikTok. It's all my 28-year-old worst nightmares come true right now.
Just keep it here for the dead air, guys. We'll keep you calm. One other story this morning, Dave. A lovely bit of US coverage of the World Cup. Comic actor Chris O'Dowd in the States. Listen to this Fox News correspondent in action.
Rob, there's only one thing worse than being talked about, and that's not being talked about. The iconic Irish writer Oscar Wilde said that. Don't know if he was a soccer fan, but he definitely would have been a fan of Cristiano Ronaldo.
It sounds like the homework of a 12-year-old boy, doesn't it?
Yeah, such a weird reference. And as Chris said on his tweet, come back tomorrow to learn what William Butler Yeats really thought about Mbappe. That is your social media. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Wednesday morning. Now, long-time listeners to this breakfast show will have noticed that the fact that Matt Dyson's 11-year-old daughter, Bess, has bought something to the social ammunition desk is wonderful. But maybe you didn't miss the fact it was Nando's based.
Of course, yeah.
And that's where you, may I call you the king of the blag?
She was reared on Nando's.
The master of the freebie.
She was
that's
weaned
where it all began for you.
On peri peri chicken, yeah.
There are many people, I think they include the artist and DJ Example, I think Ed Sheeran's one of them as well, who claimed to have invented the black card. Yeah. It wasn't. It was that man sat in front of me right now.
Glory days they were.
But now, your party favours at your wedding.
They were Nando's. Sauces.
They were Nando's sauces.
Yeah,
true, yeah. It's a glorious
sad,
idea.
But, true.
But look at this. That's the first organically best bought Nando's to the content table.
That's the power of the marketing, isn't it, you see?
Well, it's the power of parenting is what it is. Right. It is now the 7th of December. Matt Dyson there, the king of the blag, has already fallen, as has Emma Jones via Tuk Tuk. Glenn, I must ask for another morning. Are ye still in?
I'm still in.
I'm still in as well. I am still in as well. What are we talking about? Well, of course, we're discussing Whamageddon. You need to go as long as possible without hearing the Wham Christmas classic, Last Christmas. The rules are pretty simple. Only the original version of the song counts. There are a lot of remixes and covers out there, and they're absolutely fine. So if you do hear it, don't be downhearted straight away, because there's a chance, if you listen again, it might be some badass reggae version or something. You never know. The moment you hear the song, no matter how much of it you hear, you are out. If you're like, that is the original, that's the OG, then you're gone. You have been whammed. And also, you cannot deliberately wham somebody out. Now, if you have been whammed, do let us know the details, because it helps others maybe avoid a fate similar to your own.
It gets bigger every year. There's so many messages all over the socials, so many texts coming in of people that have fallen. There's loads of them.
Yes, and the way in which you get in touch, as Matt illustrates right there, is 81215. That's how you text us. It's email dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. And coming up next, we're going to take a look at just some of your messages, and we're going to pay our respects to those of you who have been whammed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
With Wix and Mission Christmas, making sure no child wakes up empty-handed on Christmas Day.
At 7.27 on your Wednesday, the 7th of December, we now take a moment to think of the whammed. Hi, Dave. I went to Pilates last night, thinking I was safe. They only ever play whale music in there. But the same can't be said for the changing rooms. Oh. Naked and whammed, oh, the shame.
Oh, no.
Says Andrew. Sorry, Andrew. Slightly dripping wet as well. What a way to get whammed. Hi, Dave and the team. Yesterday, our apprentice whammed everyone in the workshop by turning the radio on. Safe to say we're adding this to his training from Chris in Nottingham. Dave, I was whammed by Ronan and Harriet in my husband's car. I borrowed it for a run to the shops and got whammed as soon as I turned on the ignition from Marie in Minehead. Dave, whammed on duty. Now, listen to this as a story of woe. This is from Fester in Stockport. I was trying to get a patient from her house to our ambulance. Asked her daughter to move the car off the drive. She started the engine. The radio came on. Wham on is. Full. Needless to say, we now have two patients, says Fester. Dave, I was whammed by a receptionist with my hands full. I was coming back from the office coffee run, got back into the office, and she was playing it on full blast from Penny in Leeds. Sorry, Penny. Dave, I was whammed by my neighbour through the fence yesterday. Ooh. I was out in the garden sweeping up some leaves, and over the fence through the neighbour's open back door came creeping Michael and Ridgely. Gutted, says Jim in Falkirk. Absolutely
noise
gutted.
Pollution.
James in Northampton, Dave and the team. I got an early morning whamming in my dressing gown by the bin men.
Oh.
Wow, what a way to go. What a way to go. I'd forgotten to put the bins out, heard the lorry pull up outside, hurried outside to drag my bin to the end of the drive. Got there just in time, but heard Wham blurring out of the lorry.
So do they play it like an ice cream man?
Yeah.
The whole street got wham that morning. What a thing to do. James says, I felt like climbing into my own bin. I was so upset.
My mum used to save it. If ever you heard the bin man playing a song, that meant they'd run out of rubbish.
Classic.
If you get whammed, let us know at 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
It is 7:36 on your Wednesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where right now we're going to meet somebody in Maidenhead. Somebody who loves the main station. Sure they do. But you know what they really love? Absolute Radio 70s.
Ooh.
So we like that. They're the perfect person to have a go at this.
Five words, 1 million nectar points.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, five words, 1 million nectar points. And the person we've just been discussing is Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Oh, hi, Rob. Great having a show. Love that you love a bit of 70s. That's just great. So, Rob, we've got to get one thing out of the way. I'm sure that you are fully aware of this already, but with Nectar, you can save money by spending the points you've collected on your shopping, not just at Sainsbury's, but at Argos and on eBay and Esso and British Airways. So you get that festive feeling this year and make your money go that little bit further. And you are playing for 1 million Nectar points. How are you feeling, Rob?
Fantastic. I'm turning them all into air miles and taking a serious holiday.
Oh, okay. That's a nice strategy that Rob's got
use.
There.
Yeah. Spread it far and wide like a bumblebee, Rob.
Yeah. He's a one-man taglining machine, isn't he? It's just lovely to watch live. It really is. OK, Rob, we're going to spin the random player generator and see who you are playing with this morning. Here we go.
Generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Glenn. Free choice. Matt Dyson.
Glenn.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore is in play.
Good luck.
Method Man himself.
Yes.
So, Rob, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, as you've just illustrated yourself there, the word you think the Method Man is most likely to give, because we will be giving Glenn the exact same five words. And if all five match, we're going to press a button that will transfer 1 million nectar points into your life. Woo! Okay.
Brilliant. Can't wait.
Here we go. The first word this morning is stop.
Go.
Yes.
Nice. Pound. P-O-U-N-D. Pound. Rob, I can hear a knocking. I can hear a knocking in the...
Oh, there it is again.
Are you chopping parsley or something right now? Rob, you're the coolest customer we've ever had here. He's just knocking up an omelette whilst playing five words, 1 million nectar points.
Chopping some vegetables. Pound. Pence.
Pound and pence. I mean, yeah. Line. L-I-N-E. Line.
Circle.
Car.
Oh, another noise.
Yeah, sorry, intimate noises. Car.
You like that guy at a police academy? Yeah. You're going to do a helicopter landing in a minute.
Oh, this is a bad one. I'm going to go car wash.
It's a good one. And, in fact, Glenn's definitely going to say car wash.
Yeah,
certainly is. And finally, Rob, we have the word kitchen.
Sink.
Yeah.
Kitchen,
nice.
Sink.
Solid.
Nicely done, Rob. Stay right there. The Method Man is back in play. It's coming next.
Five words, 1 million nectar points.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
With Wix and Mission Christmas, head to absoluteradio.co.uk to find out how to give a gift to a child in need this Christmas.
Five words, 1 million extra points.
Absolute Radio.
The Method Man is back in the studio. Rob is still on line one, hopefully finished preparing the omelette that he was making during giving us the words there. Rob, it is time to get down to business. Good luck to you. You are playing for 1 million Nectar points.
Come
as
on, Glenn.
I say to you, Glenn Moore. Stop.
Start.
No, go.
Oh, yes. The other one.
The other one.
Sorry.
Really sorry about that, Rob. It's happened before and it will probably happen again. There is no right answer. It's just the other one.
Would you guys have said that?
Start.
I would have said start as well, okay. To be honest.
No, I mean, it is, but
of course, yeah, it's your own fault, Rob, but no, Rob, no, come on. Let's do the other word, shall we, just so we can work out just how much to blame you really are. What have you got for pound?
Coin.
Yeah, it's nice. Pound pence we had.
Oh, that's good.
Line, L-I-N-E, line.
Oh.
It's a tough one, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Dance.
Ooh, yeah. Circle. And I'll pass, but thanks for the invitation. car. He loves Absolute Radio 70s.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
What?
Rose.
Car wash.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And
Gary Newman.
And finally, kitchen.
Sink.
Yeah. There we go. Rob, really nice having you on the show, man. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you for tuning in. We'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas, team. Have a
nice
good one.
Appreciate it. Cheers, Rob. This means we're going to be playing five words, 1 million Nectar points. It's again tomorrow on the show. So give us a call right now, 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215.
Five words, 1 million Nectar points.
Absolute Radio.
Check out the Nectar app today. Get the Nectar app, get more.
It is 10 minutes past 8 on your Wednesday morning. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And on a Wednesday, so does a platform for you to hand in your cool badge to 8-12-15. So if you or someone you know has done something uncool, this is the place to send the details. I'm going to get the ball rolling. As discussed on the show already this morning, Evie had a little birthday bash at the weekend, and after all her little friends left, I said to her, you know, did you enjoy your birthday party, Evie? To which she replied, this is both a cool badge moment from a four-year-old and also a nana move, which is just an incredible hybrid. She said, and I don't know where she's heard this, she said, it's nice to have a catch-up.
Oh, wow. That's grown up. No.
What do you say to that?
To touch base with my colleagues, you know. Yeah.
It was nice to have a catch-up. Well, yes, okay, bye now.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, dear.
Amazing. Emma Jones, would you like to hand in the cool badge?
As you know, I have one every week.
Every week,
because
yeah.
I'm so sad. I went to a party with the babies the other day, Christmas party, with all my friends and their babies, and I met someone I've never met before, so I was doing all the small talk, saying, what do you do, where do you work? He said, I work at the Royal Geographical Society. And I said, oh, is that maps and stuff? And he was like, yeah. And I went, oh, I love maps. And I just walked away slowly.
Give me the badge. Still, it was nice to have a catch up, wasn't
nice
it?
Catch up.
Nice to catch up about maps.
I do love a map.
Nice to have a catch up about maps. Well, we've got the ball rolling. It's now over to you guys. Once again, the number is 8-12-15. Come on. Give me the badge.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning, Dave and the team. I was discussing my brand new dustpan and brush with a colleague the other day, and I said, you can't seem to get a hard bristled brush these days. Take my badge, concludes Jackie. Yes, Jackie, I will take that. But also, between you and I, Jackie, you are absolutely right. You can't get a decent hard bristle brush these days. You can't, can you? You can't. How am I going to dust around under all my maps? Glenn, would you like to hand in the badge today?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
I did last week, but I haven't fully recovered from, and I don't know just how deranged this behaviour is, but I was walking down the corridor just outside the studio, and there was someone who works in a building who I'd never sort of seen before, and so we gave each other a smile as we walked past. And as we walked past and I smiled, I sort of thought in my head, I think I've given too big a smile. I think I've given too big a smile there. And I thought, I need to have a look for my... I need to check what the smile looked like. So with the smile still, like, etched on my face, I, like, ran to the nearest mirror in the meeting room there. So I was just running down the corridor looking like I was from the horror film Smile. And just beaming down. It was really, it's not behaviour I feel comfortable sharing, but I thought it's best to just get
how
it out
was
there.
It? Was it too much?
It was too much. It was too much.
Wide grin.
Really wide grin,
Like, give me the unsettling anecdote deranged badge.
It's amazing.
You can keep your cool badge. You're just there in the boardroom going, no, this is fine, Glenn. Do you know, Glenn, you've been hard on yourself. This is absolutely fine. This is absolutely fine. So the cool badge handed in comes in all different shapes and sizes. Glenn has just proved that. Handed in at 8, 12, 15. More on the way.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
With Wix and Mission Christmas. Donate a gift for a child in need this Christmas. Head to your local Wix store to drop off a gift.
Dave, I tripped over running for the train on Monday morning and then proceeded to tell everyone that day that I'd had a fall. That's from Tom in Liverpool. Who says I'm getting old? Yeah. It's his words, not mine. Dave, I was at the garden centre with my daughter at the weekend and I saw a rake for sale that had a special head on it to make it even easier to collect leaves. I said out loud, that's the best rake I have ever seen. My daughter immediately told me to hand in the badge to you from John and Georgia in Forest of Dean. So I've handed in the badge. Well, I've handed in my daughter's badge. Emma's handed in the badge, as have Glenn, in spectacular fashion, by the way. Matt, do you want to hand in the badge this week?
Yeah, it was an incident that happened last night. I went to watch some local grassroots football in the Isthmian League, the eighth tier of the English footballing ladder.
Okay.
What time?
It's me.
Even our sports guy doesn't know what you're talking about.
And so it was Hastings United against Canvey Island, right? On Tuesday night. I loved it, though, because it's like had old metal turnstiles, little shed terracing. Yeah. There's no ball boys or anything, so when the ball goes out, the keeper has to jump over a fence to go and get the ball. It's proper grassroots
Hang on a
stuff.
Second. You waited 20-odd years for Nottingham Forest to get back into the Premier League, and the season they do, you go and support Hastings.
Yeah, it's too glamorous.
It's tricky match for Hastings as well, because a lot of the Spain players were unavailable, weren't they?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, exactly. Don't know why they didn't have an international break. Yeah, it's too shiny, the Premier League. I want some real football. So it's real grassroots football. Matt. There's like a few hundred people there. So when you talk out loud, like, everyone can hear it. And I was loving how lo-fi it was. And then a substitution took place. And I got way too excited about it. I went, oh, look, a digital numbers board. I was not expecting that.
Wow.
And I blurted. I got so excited by the digital, high-tech nature of the substitution that I shouted it out and everyone started looking at me. And I felt like I was quite patronising to this level of football, really.
Yeah, well, 100%. Yeah, so. I support a Premier League team. Sorry, everyone.
I should have said that. Yeah, so it was quite, certainly a cool badge moment.
Who were you with? Did you take the kids?
Ben, so no, the kids weren't there. It's too cold.
Oh, you didn't embarrass Ben, did you?
I think Ben wasn't too pleased.
He'll be furious knowing Ben, one of your local friends. He will not be happy about that in front of the Hastings faithful,
exactly.
Will he? If you want to hand in the badge, you can keep them coming. The number is 8 12 15. There will be more on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
It's 8:35. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And FYI, Christmas Day is but a mere 18 sleeps away right now. And our good friends with hosting and gifting benefits, Argos, have everything you need for hosting and gifting this Christmas. Argos is your one-stop shop for all your Christmas needs, from decorating your home to hosting the hordes and buying presents for everyone. And to celebrate every single day this week on The Breakfast Show, we've been giving you a chance to win an Argos gift card worth £1,000 and a further £1,000 in cash to spend as you please. What you need to do is register to play by heading to the website absoluteradio.co.uk, and then you need to nominate a loved one to play with, because Christmas is a time for bringing loved ones together. And joining us right now on line one is Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Daniel, hello. Great having you on the show. You have nominated your loved one. It is your baby sister, Rachel. Oh. Good morning, Rachel.
Morning, Dave. Hi, everybody.
Hiya.
Rachel, hello. Great having you on the show. Now, one thing we've established, may I ask, first of all, what's the age gap between you two?
2 years.
Two years. So quite a close, you know, sibling partnership we've got here on the show. Yeah, here's a little thing, ladies and gentlemen, listening where you are. Neither Daniel nor Rachel know what the other one does for a living. They have absolutely really? No idea. Close. We thought it was quite a simple question to ask. Like, oh, Daniel, great having you on. Before we speak to Rachel, what does Rachel do? And he's like, I've not got a clue, Dave. I've not got a clue. So that's where we're at. So, Rachel, would you mind telling your big brother what you do for a living? That would be great. Let's start with that.
Yeah, of course. So, well, I'm actually a PhD student at the University of Bradford. But I do have a job as a mental health ambassador, so I'm pursuing a career in psychology.
Oh, nice.
So I think he knew the psychology part somewhere around. Yeah. But it's just
well, you're clearly a wonderful person and a very forgiving little sister. Now, Daniel, could you tell Rachel what you do, please?
Yeah, I work. I'm a complaint manager for a bank.
There you go. See, it's that simple. So when you get round the table this Christmas, everyone knows where everyone's at. Okay, guys.
Who's talking about the jobs, eh? Boring.
No, that's true, yeah, Rachel. Right, that's a good right, point. Yeah, who wants to talk about their jobs? So the quiz is coming next. Are you both ready to work together? Who would you say is the kind of general knowledge brains in the family?
Daniel.
Would you? Thanks.
Oh, that's lovely. Okay. Guys, wait right there. You are going to get quizzed for the cash and the gift cards. Is coming next.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
With Wix and Mission Christmas. Help bring some cheer to a child in need this Christmas. Drop off a gift at your local Wix store.
You're listening to Absolute Radio, and right now on The Breakfast Show, Daniel and his sister Rachel are playing together for a chance to win an Argos gift card worth £1,000 and £1,000 in pure cold hard cash as we play Festive Pursuit. Matt, this is the third time we played it this week, but
yes,
just for me, more than anyone else, take us through the rules,
well,
please.
Well, there are eight questions, yep, Dave, each one worth £250. Okay. Your first one is to spend in-store or online at Argos.
Got it.
Your gifting. Your second £250 is in cash. You can use that for hosting, perhaps. Yeah.
Say flip-flop,
and then we'll
say
just flip-flop between
thank
the
you
two, giving you a grand total of £1,000 to spend in store or online at Argos, and £1,000 to spend as you please. So you're gifting and you're hosting all sorts.
Nice. Okay, Daniel, Rachel, are you both ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, yesterday, for the first time in radio history, I invited the Forever Timer to The Breakfast Show. So basically, you were supposed to get 60 seconds, but Argos seem like cool guys, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, your time's never going to run out. You've got an A and a B. So here we go. Good luck to you both. Your time starts now and will never end. Okay, Daniel, Rachel, in the 12 days of Christmas, where is the partridge? Is it in a pear tree or in Matt Dyson's one-seater car?
It is the pear tree.
Well done. Okay, Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire have all played which super... Yeah, that's right. Not magic webby swingy man, definitely Spider-Man. Okay, you got that one. Excellent work. No problem at all, Daniel.
Does
you go
whatever
you
like.
What did Mark Zuckerberg's company Facebook rename itself as?
Meta.
Yeah, was it? Again, there's two options here, everyone, and I spend a lot of time writing them, so we could all just slow down a little bit. You know, I claim the forever timer is for you guys, but actually it's more for me to get the B option away. But it was Meta, yes, well done. Let's check how much time you got left. Oh, yeah, forever. Which of the following means Merry Christmas in Spanish? Feliz Navidad or Feliz Navi Mum?
Navidad.
It is Navidad. See? It's worth waiting for, isn't it? Stop. You see? Who famously sung Castle on the Hill and Shape of You? Ed Balls or Ed Sheeran?
Wish it was.
Gotta be that Sheeran guy.
Gotta be the Sheeran guy. But yeah, like you, Daniel, I'd love to see Ed Balls do that. Okay, let's check in on the timer. Yeah, an infinity. What is the name of the TV show where mystery celebrities sing disguised in outlandish costumes? Is it The Masked Singer or SAS Who Dares Wins?
Masked Singer.
It is, you're doing so well. Yes. Okay. What is the name of the reindeer that guides Santa's sleigh? Is it Rudolph or Judith Chalmers?
Go on, Daniel, you're going to get that one.
Rudolph, I think.
Yeah, you can kind of tell I was giving up a little bit there. Evie had just come back from preschool and I just thought, you know, just put Judith, just because I've got a picture of her hanging up, so I just thought Judith Chalmers, you know, say what you see. Who is the original front man of the band Queen? Is it Freddie Mercury or Freddie Leddy?
Really ran out of time there.
Daniel, are you going to get that one?
Freddie Mercury.
It is, you've done it! Yes. You've got £1,000 of Argos gift card. You have got £1,000 in cash. Let's just quickly check in on that timer, shall we? Yeah, still going. Loads of time left. Well done, Daniel. Well done, Rachel. Seriously, really nice having you both on the show. Nice getting to know you a little bit. And enjoy your Christmas. Enjoy your prizes. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you very much. Nice one. Yeah, thank you, Daniel.
Thanks, Rachel. So that was all thanks to Argos. If you want to play, head online to absoluteradio.co.uk/win to register. Argos have everything you need for hosting and gifting this Christmas. They're coming. Be ready.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And, of course, the World Cup. Well, that's well underway. And there have been some big games and some huge results so far, haven't there? Wow. And with every major football tournament comes one thing. The office sweepstake. But of course, it occurred to me, not everybody works in an office, or you work unusual hours similar to those that we do. But we didn't want you to be excluded from the sweepstake action, which is why we brought to you a couple of weeks ago the World Cup Secret Sweepstake. That's right, Bjork, keep it under your hat. Now, I gave you a team, but you are not going to find out which team you've got until you have won the World Cup, and then you are going to get yourself a nice big old Wix gift card. Now, we are very much into the business end of the tournament. Since we last spoke about this, we have said goodbye to Germany, Ghana, Uruguay, Cameroon, Serbia, the USA, Australia, Poland, Senegal, Japan, South Korea, Switzerland, and yesterday, Spain as well. Which was
amazing win for Morocco. I watched the shootout in my local leisure centre.
Did you really?
Just after taking my daughter swimming. Yeah,
oh, nice.
Lovely communal moment for everyone.
Yes, sorry to the Spanish, but well done to the Moroccans. Incredible stuff.
Bono in goal is amazing.
Oh,
isn't it?
I love Bono in goal. I do. So this means we need to say goodbye to some of our dear listeners. Now, many of you have been messaging me on Instagram about, Dave, when are you going to do the update? Well, here it is, and I am so sorry to say, James Rickwood, you're out. Karen Williams, you're out. Anna Marlinson, you're out. Scott Matthews, you're gone. Faye Dobson, bye-bye. Jason Johnson, Simon Hockey, Jasmine Sampson, Zoe McDonald, Yogesh Patel, Nick Plum, and Matt Allridge. You are all out of the World Cup, I'm afraid. And this weekend, of course, we enter into the quarterfinals, which means... Laura Harvey, Vicky Foster, Simon French. Has Simon French got France? I couldn't possibly say Bjork. I couldn't possibly say. Lucy Firth, Pete Oxley, Tomo in Manchester, Sally Saunders and David Gibson. You are still in and your teams are through to the quarterfinals and you are one step closer to winning a World Cup Wix gift card.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Wednesday morning. Time once again to thank you ever so much for tuning into the show and to let you know that up next we will have details on how you can dip your hand into the Christmas cash register, and waiting for you is £134,000. That's how much you could be winning this very day. But before you go thinking about that, please do go and download the Dave Berry Breakfast Show Daily Podcast. It would be great having you on board. And every single day, for any of you newcomers out there, Matt Dyson names it. I ring the bell throughout the show, and then you deem, what you think deem is the best title for the podcast.
Yes, it's an honour, yeah.
So here we go. What's that smell, Mummy?
What was that from?
No
was
idea.
Was that when you were doing the binning?
Oh, possibly.
Yes, when, yeah.
Possibly, yeah. Let's not talk about my powers towards the end of the show. Day, always at the beginning.
Strictly
the
for the early birds.
She was reared on Nando's and weaned on Peri Peri.
Yeah, sadly, my daughter, yeah.
spread it far and wide like a bumblebee, Rob.
Yeah, I think actually I got nectar mixed up with pollen there.
Which is a better podcast name suggestion, by the way, but yes, you did. I didn't even notice that. I thought it was a stroke of genius, which is why it's in this list.
It wasn't, yeah.
No. You're just bumbling your way through that, ironically, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you chopping parsley?
What a moment that was. The noises made by a five words caller.
In the list of top five things a breakfast show host should never have to say to one of their callers, that's right up there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love maps.
Oh, Emma Jones's cool badge, yeah.
And finally, a Feliz Navidad or Feliz Navi Mum.
Well, that is excellent. Much as I love Feliz Navi Mum, I think, are you chopping parsley? Is the question that should be the title of the podcast today.
A fine choice, Matt Dyson. That is the name of the podcast that you're looking for. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.
Warning, if you're using a sportsbook to bet on the finals, you're getting robbed. Delete that app and join the millions using Polymarket. Polymarket is a prediction market, not a sportsbook. You trade against other fans, not the house. That means more money for you and less for greedy sportsbooks. It's available in all 50 states. Polymarket, your go-to prediction market for basketball's biggest stage. Download Polymarket in the App Store and use promo code BLOCK to unlock $50 free for your first trade. Download and use code BLOCK.
Trading not available in all jurisdictions. Check local regulations before trading. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply.